We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul Douglas back with you. Happy Friday. DJ producing. Jordana has the day off for Hanukkah. Hope your day is going well and you're looking forward to the weekend as much as we are. Most historians agree that the New Deal back in the 1930s really helped to bring about the end of the Great Depression. You've heard about the Depression of the 30s, millions of people out of work, homeless, hungry. It was a series of social and government spending programs that got millions of Americans back to work on hundreds of public projects all around the United States. Some, mostly Democrats, are comparing the New Deal with President Biden's Build Back Better Act, which passed the U.S. House back in late November. $2.2 trillion in spending over 10 years to battle climate change, expand health care, and repair America's social safety net. The vast majority of Republicans pushing back on this. Many say it's socialism in disguise. I wanted to get the perspective of FDR's grandson, James Roosevelt Jr., who joins us now on CCO. Welcome, James.
Hello, Paul. Good to be with you.
Thank you. I'm thrilled that you could come on today and talk about the comparisons, the similarities, the differences between the New Deal and what the president, President Biden, is proposing. Talk to us about what is the 21st century New Deal? Talk about that.
Sure. So I've been working with a group of descendants of members of my grandfather's New Deal cabinet, and we've been assembling our thoughts about this. And we believe there are very strong similarities. They were dealing with a massive society-wide problem in the 1930s in the New Deal. And the New Deal came back with, the FDR administration came back with programs that were for infrastructure. They built roads and dams and post offices, public libraries, infrastructure all over the country. They also created the things that keep us from having the calamity of economic collapse that they had back then, unemployment insurance, Social Security. Ultimately, Medicare and the Affordable Care Act, which were in the original New Deal proposals, but they couldn't get them passed right away then. There's a lot of similarity in that my grandfather, FDR, and his colleagues, Hopkins and Perkins and the others were frustrated as they went along by the courts saying, you can't do this, you can't do that, and so on. They said, okay, we're going to change it into something we can do. They kept coming back. And that's what I think we're trying to encourage the Biden administration to have the fortitude to do and encourage the Democratic votes in the House and Senate to carry through on.
Again, we're talking with James Roosevelt Jr., grandson of FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who authored and pushed the New Deal, which helped to pull us out of the Great Depression back in the 1930s. I own a small business. I've owned a few businesses. I've found, James, that if you don't reinvest in your company and your people, your company will eventually wither and die. To stay competitive, you need to reinvest. There was a fair amount of bipartisan support for the infrastructure bill. You know, that was tangible. I think even a lot of Republicans said, okay, yeah, this is going to be good for my state, good for my county. Can you talk about the social fabric and why it might be important to invest in people and health care and child support? It's not as sexy as building bridges and new highways, but how is this reinvestment critical to America's success in the 21st century?
Well, so I've mentioned some of the things that kept people from starving from both the New Deal, the economic collapse they were dealing with. But there are the things that people like Henry Wallace supported, which were important back then for workers' rights. Now we're looking at things like child care and student debt and education money and things that really affect people's ability to go out and earn a living, to take risks, to create new businesses. Those are the sorts of things that are really essential to get to what people need to be productive members of our society. You know, this Republican line, and yes, there were a few Republicans that voted for infrastructure bill, actually many more who voted against it and then went back to their districts and said, look at the great projects you're going to get from this infrastructure bill, which is totally crazy. But they thought, you know, that they've been dealing with the big lie. They thought maybe some small lies would help, too. It's the things that make people able to lead decent lives that are in this second part, the Build Back Better bill, that are essential for the future of our country and of our people's success.
James, I'm just curious. I think a lot of people say, well, you know, I'm all for a hand up. I don't support handouts. Again, we had no trouble passing a massive tax cut back in 2017 that benefited the very wealthy and benefited corporations, and people made the argument that that would jumpstart the economy. Can you explain my experience? You know, if there's a program that benefits somebody other than me, okay, that's socialism. If I benefit, okay, yeah, I can accept that. That's capitalism in action. How do you respond when people say this is just a massive handout?
So the emergency legislation at the beginning of the pandemic, the Relief Act, did have essentially handouts, credits for both children and adults to keep people eating and in shelter and clothing.
Right.
If they were laid off because of the pandemic. The next parts of it, the infrastructure bill and the Build Back Better bill, are not about handouts at all. They're about creating opportunity and jobs. And the heart of the New Deal was creating jobs. That's what the Civilian Conservation Corps was. And again, you've got that in the Build Back Better, in the Build Back Better bill. Creating jobs, creating good working conditions so that people will be able to be productive.
James, I know it passed the House, the Senate. It's going to be a rocky road. Do you think something will get done by the end of the year?
As I sort of said at the beginning, doing any of this is not easy. There are always forces that either want just the status quo because they're afraid of the future, or actually they want to favor entrenched interests one way or another. You talked about the tax cuts for the wealthy. It's not going to be easy. President Biden does not have the big margins in the House and Senate that my grandfather had, but he had other obstacles, such as the racist Southern committee chairs in those days, as well as the Supreme Court. I think that Nancy Pelosi is a master of rounding up enough votes to get things done. Chuck Schumer is following in her footsteps, and it's going to be hard to do that in the Senate because, as you know, we've got a 50-50 split. And if we get down to doing some things by a tie-breaking vote by the vice president, okay, so be it. It's still the law. So I think it's going to be hard, but I think it's going to be done.
All right. James Roosevelt, Jr., grandson of FDR. I'm assuming you spent some time with your grandpa.
Well, I did not. He passed away before I was born, but my grandmother, Eleanor Roosevelt, lived until I was a senior in high school. So I got to spend time with her growing up, both when she would visit us where I was growing up in California, and when we would go see her at Hyde Park, New York, in the summertime.
She had, I think, the best quote I've ever heard from any politician. She said, Eleanor Roosevelt, she said, "The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams." And I thought that just perfectly encapsulates the American dream. And I'm so glad we got a chance to chat with you. Thank you for spending some time with us today on CCO.
Well, I love that. I love that quote, too. And remember, she was the author of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And she would say that our voting rights legislation right now is the most important bill that's in the Congress because it's the basis of our democracy.
James Roosevelt, Jr., thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time, sir.
Great to talk with you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.